我们继续来看腓利门书。
We continue to look into Philemon.
我们盼望今天晚上可以把它看完。
And we hope to finish it tonight.
我们感谢神在保罗写给腓利门这一卷书上面。
We praise and thank God that in this book that Paul writes to Philemon.
表面上看来好像只是一个解决弟兄们中间一些难处。
Externally, it only seems like it's an epistle written to solve some difficulty among brethren.
一面来说是弟兄亏欠了弟兄。
On the one hand, that one brother has shortchanged another.
从另一面来看，好像就是弟兄要不要接纳弟兄。
And on the other hand, it seems like if this brother would receive another.
那这都是从外表来看。
And this is all looking from it externally.
但是在这一切的里边
，But in all of this.
乃是围绕着一个事实
It surrounds this fact
那就是与基督的联合
And that fact is to be united with Christ
或者说神的儿女们在基督里那一个合一的问题
In other words, it has to do with that oneness of the children of God in the Lord Jesus Christ
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神
Indeed, we praise and thank our God
记着他儿子所做的这个恩典的工作
That through the grace of what his son did and his work
是把我们都招聚到他儿子的里面
He has gathered and called us all into his son
我们所经历的都是他儿子所做的
And what we experience is completed by his son
我们所承受的都是他儿子所有的
And what we receive is what his son has
更是他儿子的所是
It is even more so who his son is
顶宝贝的那一样乃是
And what is even more precious is
我们每一个人所接受的都是那一个做儿子的生命
that each one of us what we receive is that life of sonship
透过这一个儿子的生命
and through this life of sonship
我们就连接在神儿子的里头
we're able to be united in the son of God
这是一个合一的根据
and this is the foundation of our oneness
你进到基督里面
and if you enter into Christ
你就不能不接受这一个合一的事实
You will and must accept this fact of oneness
你现在不接受到了那一天你还得要接受
And if you don't accept it yourself today you will receive it that day
这是不能避开的
And you cannot escape this
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
但是要进到那个合一的实际的里边
But practically speaking to enter into that
我们没有办法不承认我们是有许许多多的阻挡在哪里
We cannot but confess that we do have many hindrances
一些是我们自己不甘心
Some of them may be us and being unwilling
一些是我们觉得别人不配跟我合在一起
And other hindrances maybe we do not feel others being worthy to be together with us
那现在在腓利门书里头我们就看见圣灵要把人带进这个基督里的合一的里头
Now in the book of Philemon we're able to see the Holy Spirit wants to bring all into the oneness in Christ
就先在神儿女们中间来对付或者来解决那些彼此中间的亏欠
So he first deals with the shortchanging or owing amongst the brethren
或是也改变我们在基督里头如何去看一同做弟兄的
and it also changes of our view on how do we look at the point of treating brethren in Christ
上次末了我们提到
at the end of last time we mentioned
保罗为了奥尼斯姆
that Paul for the sake of Onesimus
他有意把他留在罗马来服侍他
that he had intentions of asking Onesimus to stay in Rome to minister
他在坐牢的时候实在有这个需要
and there was this need because he was in prison
但是他知道奥尼西姆他有一个人中间的关系必须要解决
but Paul realizes that Onesimus has this personal relationship he has to deal with
因为奥尼西姆是腓利门的奴仆
because Onesimus was the slave of Philemon
并且是一个逃走的奴仆
and he was also a fugitive
虽然现在做了弟兄
and now since they are brethren
但是那一个社会的关系还是在那里
but that relationship in society is still there
但是怎么样 能越过这个社会的关系而进到那个属灵的关系呢？
And so how is he able to practically surpass that relationship and so authority to enter into that spiritual relationship?
这个是神儿女们所不能忽略的。
And this is something that the children of God cannot neglect.
有些时候我们太随便。
Sometimes we are too casual.
我们以为我们都是弟兄了，所以什么都可以随便。
We think that we are just brethren, so we can be casual about anything.
但是另外一方面，
But on the other hand,
我们 也许又是太固执了。
Sometimes we may be too stubborn.
我们就觉得我们虽然弟兄，但是你还是我的奴仆。
But we feel that even though we may be brethren, but you are still my slave.
这是人间的那个关系脱不开。
And this is that we cannot escape from that relationship on earth.
这是一个真正进到基督里的。
But one who truly enters into Christ.
不是说在基督里面就没有任何的界限。
It is not to say there are no boundaries in Christ.
但是我们不能不说，在基督里头，除了一个属灵生命的界限以外，其他的事物如果发生界限的话，那就是一个阻挡。
We must say though that besides the practicality of spiritual life in Christ, if there are anything that has any boundaries, we must be clear that they would become hindrances.
不是说因为做了弟兄就可以改变那个外面的一些关系。
We cannot say because we have become brethren, then that changes any circumstances externally.
你绝对不能说，或者我们都是弟兄，所以你也不能再做我的爸爸，我也不必看重我是做你的儿子。
We cannot say, for example, that we have become brethren, so I no longer treat you as my father, and you cannot treat me as your child.
这个是不能改变的。
You cannot change this fact.
这种关系是不能改变的。
These kind of relationships cannot change.
但是我们也不因为有这样的一种关系，我们也把那个属灵的关系来挡在哪里。
But not because we have some kind of relationships that we use the spiritual relationship as a hindrance.
做弟兄是一回事。
To be brethren is one matter.
我们有属地的一种关系是另外一回事。
We may have other earthly relationship, and that is a different
matter. 属地的关系虽然不能改变。
And even though the earthly relationship cannot change.
当然有些是可以改变。
And of course, some may be able to.
比方说。
For example.
我替一个人做工。
That I may be working for someone.
他是老板。
That he is the boss.
我是雇工。
I am the worker.
但是后来这个关系结束了。
But later we ended this relationship.
那这种关系是可以停止的。
So those kind of relationships can end.
但是有些关系不能停止
的。But some others cannot.
比方刚才我们提到的。
For example, what we just mentioned.
父母跟儿女的关系不能停止。
Parents and children, that relationship does not end.
严格说起来。
To be strict.
人间的那个夫妻的关系可以停止的。
That the relationship amongst husband and wife can end.
No, in earth.
On earth.
但是在属灵的那个实际里头，那个关系，我们的主说，不能拆开的。
But in spiritual reality, our Lord says that cannot be torn asunder.
那所以我们看到有一些的那个人中间的关系是可以有改变的，但是有一些是绝对不可能改变的。
And so we can see that some relationships amongst men can be changed, but others can never be changed.
比方当时保罗写腓利门书的时候。
For instance, when Paul was writing Philemon,
那个主人跟奴仆的那个关系也不能随便改变。
That the relationship amongst the master and the slave cannot be casually changed.
在那一个时候是几乎不可能改变。
In those times, you can say it never can be changed.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
关系是可以，不一定要改变。
That the relationship may not be needed to be changed.
但是实际的属灵的关系是应当越过这些属地的关系。
But spiritual practicality should surpass all these earthly relationships.
但是活在弟兄们的中间还是有一点功课要学习的。
But when you live amongst brethren, there are still other lessons to learn.
不能说我们都是弟兄了，我们都是可以 随随便便的。
We cannot just say that because we are brethren, so we can just be very casual about anything.
不是这样。
It is not that way.
我们上次末了的时候，我们看到。
Last time at the end, we saw that.
保罗跟腓利门说。
Paul says to Paul,
我有意把奥尼西姆留下来服侍我。
I have intentions of asking Onesimus to retain with me.
但是他跟你那个关系，我就不能越过。
But because of his relationship with you, I cannot do that.
所以我就打发他先回你那里去。
So I sent him back to you.
有两个作为，有两个目的。
And there are two purposes in that.
一个就是解决他对你的亏欠。
And one is to solve the shortcoming he has before you.
因为他从你那里逃跑。
Because he has escaped from you.
他亏欠了你。
He has shortchanged you.
那现在他回去要了结这一个亏欠。
And now he returns to deal with this shortcoming.
要向你认罪。
To confess to you.
向你或者做怎样的一个解决。
Or to do whatever to solve that problem.
另外一方面呢。
And another problem is.
我也让他回到你那里去，让你重新接纳他。不是接纳他做你的奴仆，乃是接纳他做你的弟兄。
It's so that he can return to you for you to receive him once again, but not as a servant, but as a brother.
虽然他的奴仆的身份不一定你要给他改变。
And even though you may not necessarily need to change the status of him being your slave.
但是他现在有多跟你中间多了一个身份，这个身份绝对不能给做奴仆这个身份来限制的。
But now he has another relationship with you, and this new relationship cannot be hindered because he is your servant.
因为他是你的弟兄。
Because he is your brother.
那保罗让奥尼西姆回到腓利门那里去。
And now Paul has sent Onesimus back to
Philemon. 让他们彼此中间能有一个在生命里的接纳。
So that together they can accept each other in life.
然后
And then,
保罗就说
Paul says,
我实在需要他在这里为我打点一切
Indeed, I need him to minister unto me here,
但是我也不敢 自作主张
But I cannot just make this decision.
我要让他回到你那里
I will send him back to you.
你觉得这样做何宜
If you think it appropriate to do so,
你再打发他来
You can send him back.
那是很美
That would be very beautiful.
若是 你觉得不太好
If you think it's not to be well,
那你也可以不必这样做
You don't have to do so.
但是无论如何
But no matter what,
你必须接纳他做你的弟兄
You must receive him as your brother.
你不要因为他从前亏欠了你
Not because he has owed you before.
现在他是弟兄，你也不承认他是弟兄
And now because he has become a brother, and yet you do not confess him to be a brother.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常宝贝
Brothers and sisters, this is very precious.
保罗在这里
Paul here.
他也摆出两个他如何看这一位弟兄
He himself shows us how he looks at this brother.
头一方面
On the one hand
他说我不能越过你的权柄
He says I cannot surpass your authority
虽然我有这个需要
And even though I may have this need
但是我不敢越过这个权柄
But I cannot surpass this boundary
我只是把这个事实交通给你
And so I can only share with you this fact
你觉得好你做安排
If you deem it well, you can arrange so.
你觉得不好，我也不能勉强。
If not, I cannot force you.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
上次末了，我们就特别提到这一件事。
Last time at the end, we especially mentioned about
it. 我们中文圣经是把它这样的翻出来。
And the Chinese is translated this way.
那保罗说十四节那里，我不愿意你们的善性是不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
It says that thy benefit shall not be as it were of necessity, but willingly.
那个勉强这两个字啊，在希腊文里边，你可这个意思就是说有需要。
And this word in the Chinese translation, forceful, in the original text has this meaning also of need, a necessity there.
那也就是说，我不愿意看见你们所做的那个美事。是因为是根据需要，而不是根据甘心情愿。
As it is translated in the English, that thy benefit shall not be as it were of necessity, but willingly.
我们用属灵的话来说是这样。
To use spiritual terms is this way.
我不愿意你们所做的那些美事是因着外面的需要，而不是因着里面的催促。
That I do not want your good deeds to be out of there is a need externally, and but out.Because of a prompting from within.
我们常常提到神儿女们那个生活的内容不是根据外面，乃是根据里面。
We have made repeatedly mentioned that the content of a child of God's life is based on within and not without.
而许多外面的需要是需要。
Many needs from without are indeed needs.
但是是不是主要叫你去解决那个需要呢？这是另外一件事。
But is it the Lord that wants you to solve or take care of that need? That is another matter.
哪里是有需要？
There may be a need there.
但是主是用着他去解决，不是用着你去解决。
But if the Lord uses another person to solve it and not you.
若是你看见那里有需要，你说我也要伸出手来。
But when you see there's a need there and you extend forth your hand.
那弟兄姊妹们，不错，你是解决需要。
Then brothers and sisters, yes, you have solved the need there.
但是在这里发生了一个很隐藏的事实。
But there then a hidden matter exists.
人越过了神的界限。
Then man have surpassed the boundary of God.
那所以我们在神面前，我们是需要有学习。
So before God, we must learn this.
我们不是根据需要而决定我们的脚步。
We do not determine our footsteps according to what is needed.
我们是根据主的差遣来决定我们的道路。
But our ways are determined by the Lord's sending.
那这是保罗，他自己个人在神面前把他的感觉交通出来的一面。
And this is on the one hand, Paul sharing his feelings from within.
另一方面呢，
On the other hand,
他也交通到他在他的生命中他是怎么的去接待奥尼西姆。
He shares with us in his life how he receives Onesimus.
他知道奥尼西姆的身份。
He knows the status of Onesimus.
那按照当时罗马人的那种律法，
And according to the Roman law at that time,
那奥尼西姆可以用现在的话来说是一个很严重的刑事犯。
Onesimus, we can say, was a very, a criminal or a fugitive.
那这样的一个人，
And for such an individual,
你怎么看待他呢？
How do you treat him?
不错，他在人中间，他是背负了一个罪名。
Yes, amongst men, he is a criminal.
保罗也没有说他没有那样的事。
And Paul did not deny that happened.
保罗是承认奥尼西姆是做了一件不该做的事。
Paul confesses that Onesimus has done something he should not have done.
但是不因为他做了那一件不该做的事情，所以他就不能做弟兄。
But not because he has done something wrong that he should not have done, he cannot be a brother.
保罗说我是接待他的。
Paul says, I accept him.
我接纳他如同一个神的儿女。
I accept him as a child of God.
我不单是接纳他是一个神的儿女。
Not only do I accept him as a child of God.
我是把他接纳过来是一个非常亲爱的弟兄。
I accept him as a dearly beloved brethren.
保罗在这里用一个词用的中文翻出来翻的是很够味道的。
And here the wording that Paul uses is very, great in Chinese.
他是我的心上人。
He said, mine own bowels.
他是我的心上人。
He is in my heart.
也就是说，奥尼西姆虽然他在人眼前的那个身份是有点不太美。
And so, even though Onesimus in the status of man may not be good.
但是在生命的里边。
But in life.
生命越过了人外面的关系所有的一切的缺陷。
And life surpasses all the earthly relationship and all the shortcomings of men.
所以保罗说我不因为他是一个做奴隶的人。
And so Paul says, not because he is a slave.
我也不因着他是一个 逃走的奴仆，而触犯了一个该死的刑罚。
And not because he is a slave on the run, a fugitive, that he is deserving of death.
所以我就拒绝他。
So that I reject him.
保罗说我不是这样。
Paul says I am not like that.
他亏欠别人，这个是事实。
It is a truth that he owes others.
但是我不因为他带着亏欠，我连主已经接纳了他的这个事实也都推翻。
But not because he has any shortcomings that I can overturn that the Lord has already accepted him.
那最近我碰到一件事情。
Recently I encountered this.
有一个主里的人给我一封信。
There's this person in the Lord that has given me this letter.
就跟我提到某某人。
And mentioned to me about so and so.
就说到某某人是怎样怎样。
And mentioned that so and so was like,So and so.
这个某某人曾经被主很大的使用。
And so and so was once greatly used by the Lord.
但是这个姊妹，给我信的那个姊妹，她晓得，这个弟兄有一些缺陷。
And so, but the sister knew of this brother had some shortcoming.
并且这些缺陷是在人眼中看来是蛮严重的。
And in man's view, these shortcomings actually are quite severe.
他就提出一个他的见解。
And so she mentioned to me about her warnings.
他像上这样的人。
And she said, someone like this individual.
主怎么能用他呢？
How can the Lord use him?
弟兄姊妹们，这个想法。
Brothers and sisters,
是我们这些人很自然的会下的结论。
It's something, a conclusion that we would make very naturally.
我们以为一个人有一些的失败的时候，那他在神面前所有的一切都不能给神纪念。
We would think that because someone has some weaknesses and shortcomings before the Lord, that everything about that individual cannot be accepted by God.
不管他曾经为主怎样的摆上自己。
No matter how he has put forth himself for the Lord.
只要他有一次的失败。
As long as he failed once.
他这个人就完了。
Then he is finished.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们承认我们的天然都是这样下结论的。
We confess by nature we make conclusions this way.
那后来我就回信给这个写信给我的那一个肢体。
So later I returned the letter to this member.
我说某某
I said so and so
你留意一件事
Pay attention to one thing
你到今天还不能不读箴言书传道书雅歌书
That today you must read Proverbs, Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon
当你读这些书卷的时候你里面有什么感觉
And when you read these books what is your feeling from within
我就说如果我们是用那一种的观念来给一些有软弱的弟兄或是姊妹下结论
And so I mentionedto her that if we use that as a key to make conclusions to brothers and sisters who are weak
那我就提议你要把你圣经里边的箴言传道雅歌这三卷书全都拿掉
then I may suggest to her that she has to take away these three books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon from her Bible
如果你不能拿掉
if she is not able to take that away
你就不能上那个结论
then we cannot make such conclusions
因为从这三卷书留在圣经里边
Because the fact that these three books remain in the Bible
我们很明确地看见
Very clearly we can see
所罗门这个人
Solomon this individual
他好的时候是很好
That when he is well he is very good
他插卷的时候也插卷得太厉害
But when he was bad to the utmost
如果我们看见他插进的时候
And so when we realize that when he was very
bad 我们连他在神面前给神数算给神纪念的那些都一笔的抹掉
and if we focus on that then we will just wipe away what was counted and remembered by the Lord of him
那这个是人做的事。
And this is something of men.
不是神做的事。
It is not how God is.
我们就是读到腓利门书这一卷书里头也很有意思。
It's also very meaningful when we read into Bible.
因为在后边也有一个人。
Because later on there's this individual.
如果我们用我们平常的那个天然的那个想法来给弟兄姊妹们下结论的时候
If by nature we make conclusion on brethren the way we used to naturally
我们也觉得这个人不能留在圣经里
We will also feel this person cannot be left in the Bible
这个就是底马了
And that is Demas
这个底马不仅是留在腓利门书
And this Demas is not only mentioned in Philemon
也留在那个哥罗西书
also in Colossians
还有
and also
提摩太后书也提到他
that in 2 Timothy he is also mentioned
当然提摩太后书提到他的时候就提到他失败了
and of course when he is mentioned in 2 Timothy it mentions of his failure
但是你看到一件事
but you can see one thing
提摩太后书的底马并没有把腓利门书里头的底马摸掉
the Demas in 2 Timothy did not wipe away or take away the Demas that is mentioned here in Philemon
那这些同样给我们看见所罗门晚年以前的那些那个严重的堕落并没有把他早期在神面前对神的寻求和顺从来抹掉。
Then that also lets us see this fact that the severe falling of Solomon in his later years did not take away or wipe away that his desire and his pursuit after the Lord in his youth.
那因此我们不能不来留意到这一样。
So then we must pay attention to this fact.
人外面所有的经历或者所发生的事情
that all the external experiences a man may have
是不能改变他在基督里的地位
would not change his position in Christ
有些人是很完满的在基督里
some may be very perfect in Christ
有些人也许是带着许多的残缺在基督里
and some may bring with them many blemishes in Christ
但是一次他进到基督里
but once he enters into Christ
他就永远在基督里
he is always in Christ
你说这样他的残缺或者他的亏欠就算了
then do you say that that's about it that's it for his shortcoming and blemishes
那是他跟主中间的关系
And that is his relationship between the Lord and him.
却不是我们与他的关系。
It is not the relationship between him and us.
神会审判他。
God will judge him.
神会处理他。
God will deal with him.
但是却不是叫我们去弃绝他。
But it is not for us to forsake him.
是弟兄还是弟兄。
If he is a brethren, he is a brethren.
所以在腓利门书里边提到奥尼西姆要回到腓利门那里去这里边是就我们碰到这样的一个问题了
So here when it mentions that Onesimus is to return to Philemon we encounter this issue
保罗说他是我心上的
Paul says he is of my own bowels
你怎么对他我不敢我不能代替你去做决定
I cannot substitute for your decision or how you would treat him
但对我来说
But as for me
我是看见他里面有基督
I see that within him there is Christ
我也看见他是已经进到基督里
And I also see and realize he has entered into Christ
所以我是接待他
So I accept him
我们感谢神
We thank God
这是一个非常非常严肃的一个问题
This is a very serious matter
那是牵连到我们这些人在神的儿子的里边如何看那个合一的见证
That has to do with us in the Son of God How do we treat and view the oneness of that testimony
弟兄姊妹记得保罗写腓利门书的时候也是同时写了哥罗西书
You must also remember that at the same time when Paul writes Philemon, he also writes Colossians.
那我们翻到哥罗西书里面看看几句话。
And as we turn to Colossians to look at a few verses.
那是在第三节，在第三章。
And that is in chapter 3.
在第三章的里边。
In chapter 3 there.
我们留意保罗在这里圣灵用着他发表了一个事实。
Let's pay attention to a fact that the Holy Spirit uses Paul to manifest.
那是说到那一个新造的人。
That has to speak on that new creation.
这个新造的人不是说个人。
And this new creation is not individually.
乃是说一个团体的个人新人的新人。
But corporately, this new creation, new body.
那我们看看十四节呢？不是，那个第十节那里怎么说
？Let's see what verse 10 there says.
但是第十节的第二句开始。
Starting from the second half,
这新人在知识上渐渐的更新，正如照他主的形象，在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受隔离的、未受隔离的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all.
那末了的那一句，如果我们把它翻得更准确一点，乃是说唯有基督是一切。
If we are to be very clear in translating the last half of verse 11, but Christ is all, but only Christ is all,
同时又是在一切的里头。
And at the same time, when Christ is all, he is in all.
那我们中文翻出来虽然那个意思没有失掉，但是没有那么直接。
And even though the Chinese translation did not lose that meaning, it is not as direct.
弟兄姊妹，虽然你不一定要去改那个文字，但是你必须要看到，唯有基督是一切，又在一切以内。
But you, even though you may not need to change the wording, you must realize that fact, but only Christ is in all and also in all.
基督是一切。
But Christ is all.
基督也是一切的内容。
And also in all, the content of that all.
这里面就包括了什么呢？
What does that include?
如果我们回到腓利门书这个内容上面去留意。
If we use that and return to the content of Philemon to look at it.
就包括了这里所说到了一个一对一对一对的事情的最末了的那一对。
It includes all the different circumstances and relationship mentioned here, the last part of it.
A pair, a pair.
That pair, each pair of relationship.
No, 你看看那里一对一对的希利尼人犹太人。
If you look at the different pairs, it's Greek nor Jew.
受隔离的未受隔离的。
Circumcision nor uncircumcision.
化外人希古提人。
Barbarian, Scythian.
为奴的自主的
bond nor free.
那现在你碰到腓利门书你就碰到那个为奴的自主的了。
Now if you look into Philemon then it has to do with bond or free.
奥尼西姆是为奴的
Dionysius is bond.
腓利门是自主的
and Philemon is free.
但是感谢神
but thank God.
你一进到基督里的时候
but once you enter into
Christ, 这些界限都没有
there are none of these boundaries.
你是希古提人你很有知识
whether you're Scythian very knowledgeable
而我是化外人我还很野蛮还没有开化
that I'm a barbarian I am not even open minded I'm uncultured
但是我进到基督里跟你进到基督里并没有什么的两样
but once I enter into Christ as you enter into Christ we're not different
一进到基督里这些外面的那些区别都不能再阻挡在基督里头基督成为一切
then once we both enter into Christ then all of these external differences cannot hinder that Christ is all
我们感谢神
and we thank God
因着奥尼西姆的这一个跟腓利门的这一个关系
and because of this relationship Onesimus has with Philemon
圣灵就用着保罗在那里把一个那样严肃的 属灵的关系带了出来。
The Holy Spirit uses Paul to bring forth manifest this serious spiritual relationship.
而也是关乎教会的那一个见证的奥秘带了出来。
It also brings forth to us the spiritual mystery of the testimony of the church.
我们常常听见说教会见证，教会见证。
So many times we hear the testimony of the church, the testimony of the church.
什么是教会见证？
What is the testimony of the church?
教会见证不是那里有一堆人他们是信耶稣的。
The testimony of the church is not that there is a group of people there that believe in Jesus.
啊，除了这批人，其他都拜偶像。
And besides this group of people, others all worship idols.
或者是无神的。
Or they are atheists.
唯独这一批人是信耶稣的。
But only this group of people.
所以他们就成了主耶稣的见证。
So they become the witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，如果我们很简单的来看事实这样的一个事实。
Of course, we look at it simply. That is a fact.
但是我们要真看到。教会的见证的那个准确的内容。
But when we look into it truly and accurately, the content of the testimony of the
church, 我们不能忽略这里边的一个事实。
We cannot be careless about the fact mentioned here.
教会的见证
that the testimony of the church,
乃是基督自己的见证。
It is Christ's own testimony.
那教会在那里所要见证的就是见证神的儿子耶稣基督。
And what the church is there to testify is to testify the Son of God Jesus Christ.
见证他是人的唯一的救主。
To testify that he is the only savior of man.
见证所有的人进到基督里都成为一。
To testify that all those who enter into Christ become one.
并且神要借着在基督里成为一的这一个教会把全宇宙要带回到神的面前，与神也同为一。
And God would also use this fact that all have become one in Christ to use them, and also lead to use them as the testimony to bring the entire universe back into one with God.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们真的看见教会的见证的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we are truly to look into the testimony of the church, we must be able to see that point.
那这一点是以弗所书第一章里面非常明确的指明出来。
And that point is very clearly manifested to us in Ephesians chapter 1.
但是这一点从哪里开始呢？
But where does that point begin?
你不能在那里把一个很大的那个题目摆出来。
And you cannot just give us that great theme.
你也不能把一个很美丽的图画在那里表出来。
And you cannot just manifest to us that great picture.
因为这个很美丽的图画还是这个很庄严的一个事实。
Because this very great beautiful picture, this majestic fact,
它总有一个起点。
There is a beginning point.
它不可能没有起点，它就就这样就显在哪里。
It cannot just be manifested there without a beginning point.
你看一个非常有名的画家，他在那里活图画。
And when you look at a very famous artist when they begin to draw,
你不管你看见他的所画出来的是如何的雄伟，
no matter how great that picture, that painting is,
如何的美丽，
how beautiful it may be,
如何的叫人的那个心弦都给吸住，
how captivating it may be,
那你知道，
but you must understand,
这一画总有开头的那一笔，
you realize that this, all this beautiful picture begins with,
如果没有那开头的那一笔，
with one stroke, if not that beginning stroke,
根本就不可能有这样的一幅图画，
this painting or picture would not come
out. 我们感谢主啊，
and we thank the Lord,
他是把那个教会的见证是那样明确的放在我们的眼前。
He clearly gives us the testimony of the church before us.
但是教会的起点在哪里？
But where's the beginning point of the church?
从关系上来说，从就是我们与基督发生关系。
By relationship, it is that we have a relationship with the Lord, with Christ.
从实际来说，
practically speaking,
那是所有在基督里的人都成为一。
That is, all those in Christ become one.
要叫在基督里成为一。
And in order for all those to become one in Christ,
这就需要在基督里的人从各种各方去接受一些拆毁，或者说去接受一些的对付。
Must have those who are in Christ to be dealt with, to be stripped and broken.
那我们回到腓利门书里边。
And so when we return to Philemon,
那在这里就碰到一个问题。
Here it gives us this issue.
你很清楚的看见。
You can very clearly see it.
腓利门要不要保留那一个？如果我们用社会上的话来说， 他要不要保留他那个做奴隶主的这个身份。
And so, if in society's terms, does Philemon want to keep this fact that he is a slave master?
那么，对奥尼西姆来说
，And to Onesimus，
那奥尼西姆需不需要一直的看着我是世界里边最卑微的人，因为我是奴仆。
Does Onesimus
我是奴隶
keep on needing to focus on the fact that he is the lowest status of man because he is a slave?
这是很具体的事实。
So these are very practical.
那就站在保罗这个位置上面来看。
And by the position of Paul looking at it,
这个是腓利门。
This is Philemon.
他是奴隶主。
He is a slave owner.
这个是奥尼西姆
and this is Onesimus.
他是奴隶
he is a slave.
我保罗
I Paul.
我什么都不是
I'm none of those.
但是这两个人都是我的弟兄
but these two are both my brethren.
但是因为他是奴隶主
but because he is a slave owner.
在社会上好像他是地位高一点尊贵一点
in society it seems like he's more honorable.
他是逃奴
and this is a fugitive slave.
那么卑微是不是也做我的弟兄呢
And so he has such low status, is he still my brother?
弟兄什么你就看见了
So brothers, you can see
腓利门书里头一件事情
One thing in Philemon
就牵涉到起码这三方面的人
Has at least to do with these three relationships among these three people
我们是不是要坚持我们属地的那个关系
Are we to emphasize and stress on our relationship on earth?
而把这个属天的关系关在外头呢
and to leave out to close out our heavenly relationship
还是我们看重那个属天的关系而轻看那个属地的关系
or on rather are we mindful about heavenly relationship to look lightly on our earthly relationship
当然有些属地的关系你不能用轻看这个词来一概而论
And of course you cannot use this term to look lightly upon all earthly relationships
但是我们不能不说的确有很多属地的那个关系
But we must mention that there are many earthly relationships
我们需要有一个很准确的处理的
We have to deal with it with a very accurate attitude
我们绝不能让那些个东西来阻挡我们在基督里头属灵的交通和接纳
And we cannot allow for those relationships to be hindrances in our acceptance and in our fellowship in Christ.
所以我们感谢赞美主。
So we praise and thank the Lord.
保罗在这里说的话不太多。
There are not many words of Paul here.
但是保罗在这里所说的话都是圣灵用着他去说的。
But the words mentioned here by Paul are spoken by the Holy Spirit.
说出神儿女们中间彼此接纳的时候所会碰到的一些心思上的难处。
It mentions to us that when the children of God accept one another, there may be some difficulties within them.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为在这里有几句话太有意思了。
Because there are some words here that are very precious.
而保罗在这里说。
Paul mentions here.
那当然也是圣灵在这里说。
Of course, the Holy.
奥尼西姆是从你那里逃走。
Paul says that Onesimus has ran away from you.
他暂时是离开过你。
It is for a season.
但是他这个暂时的离开
But he therefore departed for a season.
却是给你有一个机会你永远的得着他。
For perhaps that thou should receive him forever.
不过你永远得着他就不再是一个奴仆。
Not now as a servant.
乃是一个弟兄。
But above a servant, a brother beloved.
并且是亲爱的弟兄。
A beloved brother.
保罗就在这里就提了。他知道腓利门心思里面也许会有一点难处。
And so here Paul mentions this because he knows there may be some difficulty with Philemon.
他不能勉强腓利门一定要怎样要怎样。
Because he knows he cannot force Philemon to do so and so.
但是他把一个属灵的功课带出来
But he brings forth a spiritual lesson
他就说
He says
对于奥尼西姆
To Onesimus
我确实是这样
That is how I am
我知道他对你有很多的亏欠
I know that he has owed you a lot
我也晓得 他很对不起你。
And I also realize he has wronged you.
但现在他在主里边了。
But now he is in the Lord.
我能接纳他。
I'm able to accept him.
并且接纳他作为一个亲爱的弟兄。
And to accept him to be a dearly beloved brethren.
你也该是这样。
You should also do so.
你不能因为他过去亏欠。跟你过不去，那现在你不能接纳他。
Not because he has owed you that you cannot accept him now.
但是保罗又在这里提到一件事情。
But here Paul also mentions
他过去怎样亏欠你。
How he has owed you in the past.
他也必须要受对付。
He would also need to be dealt with.
如果他没有条件去处理那些该受对付的事。
If Onesimus is not qualified to deal with his shortcomings,
那我保罗替他去承担。
Then I, Paul, would pay for him.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这又说出一些问题来。
Here also gives us another issue.
过错。
His wrongdoing
是阿尼西姆做出来的。
Was done by Onesimus.
为什么要叫保罗去承担？
Why should it be bared by Paul?
保罗为什么会有这样的心情，或者有这样的心思去承担呢？
Why would Paul have this kind of feeling or this kind of thought to bear this for him?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你看，我们如果在主面前真的会做弟兄的话，我们必须要有这样的一个看见。
You see, if we truly know how to be brethren in the Lord, then we must have this vision.
我的弟兄亏欠了人。
That my brother has shortchanged others.
我有一些负担去替他解决那个亏欠。
And I have some burden to take care of that shortcoming for him.
你说为什么？
You say why?
非亲非故。
That I have no, he's not my relatives or any relationship.
我为什么要为他承担？
Why do I have to bear this for him?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you realize
保罗这一个感觉，
this feeling of Paul,
不就是我们的主的感觉吗？
Isn't this the feeling of our Lord?
我们的主挂在木头上的时候，
When our Lord was hung on the cross,
他为谁去解决难处？
For whom did he solve the difficulty?
不是为我们去解决难处。
Wasn't it for us?
他为什么要替我们解决难处？
Why would he need to do that for us?
他跟我们又非亲非故。
He has nothing to do with us.
甚至我们是与他是作对的。
And even to a point that we find him as our enemy.
那他为什么要替我们去承担这一个呢？
And so why would he bear all that for us?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这就是救恩。
This is salvation.
如果不这样就没有救恩。
Without this, then there is no salvation.
救恩就是这样的一回事。
Salvation is such a matter.
神的儿子来承担我们的过犯。
That the Son of God would come and bear our transgression.
那么这样的一个承担，
and this kind of
就成了一个生命的功课。
Has become a lesson of life.
我们在基督里，
we in Christ,
我们要学一个生命的功课。
If we are to learn this lesson,
这一个生命的功课就是承担肢体的难处。
And this lesson in life is to bear the difficulties of the members of the body.
是啊，腓利门书里边提都没有提到这一点。
And even though Philemon does not even mention this point at
all. 但是腓利门书里边提到一个具体的实际的事情，就确实是在这里来接触了这一点。
But in general, in the book of Philemon, when practically this issue is mentioned, it comes upon this point.
这不就是撒拉太书第六章上面所提的吗？
Isn't this what is mentioned to us in Galatians chapter 6?
你们的软弱要彼互相担当。
That you must bear one another's weaknesses.
因为我们是肢体。
You say because we are
members. 我们是在基督里。
We are in Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是我们非常感谢主的。
But what we especially have to.
保罗在这里一直把腓利门带进那个生命的功课。
Paul continuously brings Philemon into the lessons of life.
但是你没有看见他在这里一直用着真理来压。
But here you do not see Paul continue to use the truth to suppress Philemon.
虽然按照真理的要求来说，保罗可以直截了当的说，你一定要这样做。
And even though by the truth's sake that Paul can just directly tell Philemon,
你不这样做了就不对。
If you do not do so, then you're wrong.
但是感谢神。
But thank God,
保罗在这里乃是把腓利门带到主自己的面前。
Paul here brings Philemon before the Lord.
你在主面前看你怎么做是合宜，
now,
那你就做。
Before the Lord, you see what you must do, what is appropriate, then you do so.
我们中间有好些弟兄姊妹们都认识 台北那个卢满庭芳的卢弟兄。
And there are many brethren here who knows of a brother Lu in Taipei.
他带孩子真是他有他的他有他的一套的办法。
And he has his own ways in bringing up his children.
一次我们在他家里做客。
One time I was a guest at his house.
那次张弟兄也在。
At that time, Brother Chung was still there.
还有两三个弟兄姊妹们也在。
And some other brothers and sisters was also there.
他女儿是有些不大妥当的事。
And there are some inappropriate things by his daughter.
那么我们的弟兄姊妹很同心。
And so the brothers and sisters there was in one accord.
他们夫妻俩就跟他女儿说了一些话。
And both him and his wife said some words to his daughter.
然后就说。
And then they said,
你到主面前去祷告去。
You go before the Lord's presence and pray.
你跟主说你做了什么事。
You go tell the Lord what you have done.
你去看看主对你怎么说。
Then you see what the Lord will say to you.
如果主说
if the Lord
你没有错，我们也说你没有错。
If the Lord says you have not been wrong, then we say you are not wrong.
如果主给你感觉你错了
if the Lord lets you know that you are wrong,
那我们也就承认你有些事情需要受点对付。
Then we would all acknowledge that there are some things that you must be dealt with.
很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
他那个女儿当时也并不年纪也还不是太大。
And at that time, his daughter was not still very young.
不过已经懂事了。
But she had she was old enough.
她真的乖乖的。
So very obediently.
她就在房间里一个人。
So she went to her room by herself.
究竟做什么我们不知道。
We don't know what she did.
不过过了好一会。
But after a while,
她出来,
she came out.
她跟她爸爸妈妈说,
she said to her parents,
我错了,
I'm wrong.
我错了,
I'm wrong.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们觉得,
we feel,
保罗在这里就是如此的引着腓利门来到主的面前。
It is in this fashion that Paul leads Philemon before the Lord.
你看他里面的话，
You see what he says here.
他是不是可以用很简单的话就说清楚了呢？
Couldn't he have just used very simple words to make this all very clear?
阿尼西姆从前得罪了你。
Onesimus has shortchanged you before.
现在他信了主。
Now he believed in the Lord.
你非要赦免他不可。
You must forgive him.
因为主已经赦免了你。
Because the Lord has already forgiven you.
你没有权柄不赦免你的弟兄。
So you don't have any authority not to forgive your brother.
那这不是很清楚吗？
So isn't that very clear?
但是保罗圣灵用保罗在这里就说了那么一大堆的话。
But the Holy Spirit uses Paul to go on and on.
这一大堆的话
and all these words,
不是直截了当
it is not very direct
却是把腓利门带到主的光中
but it brings Philemon into the light of the Lord
然后
and then
就让腓利门说
tells Philemon
你在主里面做合宜的事
that in the Lord do what is appropriate
我们感谢神
we thank God
实在是很宝贝。
It is very precious.
因为在腓利门书的里边。
Because in Philemon,
一面给我们看见。
On the one hand, it
在基督里彼此的接纳。
That the acceptance of one another in Christ.
另一面又给我们看见。
On the other hand, it also lets us see.
在基督里彼此要追求，不要亏欠。
That in Christ,
弟兄或是姊妹
we must all pursue not to owe brothers or sisters.
这就给我们看到一个教会的见证的那个真实的光景。
So then this lets us see the true relationship, true light of the relationship of the church.
我从前曾经有过这样的想法。
I once had this kind of thought.
腓利门书短短的
And Philemon is so short. 里面
又好像没有什么真理的启示。
And within it does not seem to have any revelation of truth.
只不过就是说的阿尼西姆的这样的一个人。
And all it mentions is about this person, Onesimus.
为什么圣灵把他收在圣经里呢？
And why is it that the Holy Spirit records this in the Bible?
那当然，那是好多年以前的事情，那的确是什么都不懂。
That was many, many years ago when I did not understand anything.
当然到现在还是有很多不懂。
And even now I have many things that I don't understand.
不过其中有不过有一些已经稍微领会了。
But some I have a little bit of understanding now.
腓利门书不是在那里讲真理。
That's right. Philemon there is not talking about truth.
腓利门书的乃是在那里讲真理的实际。
But Philemon is speaking on the practicality of truth.
腓利门书乃是要让神的儿女们看见，在教会的生活里，或者在属灵的生活里，那一个目的是在哪里。
The book of Philemon, God allows for the children of God to see what is their purpose in life, whether in their individual lives or in church life.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
保罗在这里就提到，是这样再提一点。
Paul here mentions this point again.
那是二十节。
That is verse 20.
兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你得快乐。
Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord.
并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。
Refresh my bowels in the Lord.
这里同是一这一节圣经是说到同一件事，但是却是说出两个不同的层次。
And here in this verse, it speaks on one thing, but two different levels.
头一个层次是说到魂里的感觉。
The first level is our feeling, our emotion in our soul.
另外一个层次乃是说到在灵里面的感觉。
The other level is our feeling emotion in the spirit.
保罗在这里说，腓利门，我知道你一定会在主里面做合宜的事。
Here Paul says to Philemon, having confidence that you will do what is fitting in the Lord.
我盼望因着你的缘故，我能得着喜乐。
I hope that for your sake that I can have joy of thee.
这不仅是在主里面有喜乐，
but not only to have joy of thee in the Lord.
并且我的心或者我的灵在基督里头也得了释放。
But refresh my bowels, my spirit in the Lord that I may be released, set free.
得了畅快，
so that I may be
没有什么重担。
There is no burden.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你看到这里面所提到这两点。
Here, when it mentions these two points,
乃是神儿女们活出神的心意里的时候。
That is when the children of God are able to live out the heart of God.
认识神的人里面的感觉。
And those who know God, this is their feeling from within.
但是这一个感觉。
But this feeling,
实际来说，也就是我们神的感觉。
Practically speaking, it is also the emotion of God.
当神的儿女在那里里面很释放、很畅快的时候，
and when that the spirits of the children of God are released and set free and refreshed,
也就反映出在天上的神也是同样的喜乐和畅快。
Also reflects that the God who is in heaven is also refreshed and free.And joyful in that way.
是我们是在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
我们看到腓利门书的时候。
When we read the book of Philemon,
你一面看见在弟兄们中间没有间隔。
On the one hand, you see there are no boundaries within brethren.
但是另一面你也看见在弟兄们中间不容让发生亏欠。
But on the other hand, you're able to see also amongst brethren you cannot shortchange others.
所以你看到二十一节的时候，
so when you see verse 21,
你看见保罗好像非常不客气。
You can see Paul was not being courteous.
一谈到一些具体生活上的事的时候，
when he mentions something has to do with practicality in life,
保罗就说，
Paul says,
我知道你一定会接受我的交通和我接受我的感觉的。
Knowing that you will do my what I have shared.
不过我还跟你说。
But I still tell you.
我就快要来到你那。
That I'll come to you soon.
你为我预备住处。
Prepare for me a lodging.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你看见保罗好像真是不客气。
Seems like Paul was not being courteous at all。
好像我的Joshua。
Just as if I said to Joshua，
明天我要到你家里做客。
I'm going to be a guest in your home tomorrow。
Joshua 是听了，那心里面怎么说呢
？And what would Joshua say when he heard this？
你要到我家里来做客，你也先跟我打个招呼嘛。
And if you're to be a guest in my home, of course you have to ask me first。
你不要说来就来嘛。
Do not just come and announce。
你要怎么知道我方便不方便呢
？How do you know if it would be convenient for me or not？
你怎么知道那个时间对我来说很合适呢
？How do you know if that would be an appropriate time for me？
但是你就在这里看到了。
But here Paul says，
好像都越过了这一个。
It seems like he surpassed this。
哎呀，你还要为我预备住处
？Prepare for me a place。
因为我想我很快就会到你那么来。
I think I will come to you soon。
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
弟兄姊妹们，你看
，Brothers and sisters, you can see，
真的是在弟兄们中间没有任何的间隔。
Truly within brethren there is no separation。
但是另外一方面，你从上面来看呢
？But on the other hand, when you look previously，
要很实际的，保罗也给我们看见，虽然在弟兄们中间没有什么的间隔，但是却不能带着亏欠。
That very practically, Paul lets us see indeed there is no barrier between brethren, but you cannot have any shortcoming.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
实在在腓立门书里边，虽然短短的一些篇幅。
Indeed, even though in the repeatedness in this short book of Philemon,
但确实领我们进入很具体、很实际的操练。
It brings us into very practical and reality lessons.
这个实际的操练。就是把主心里面最重的那一个想法活出来。
And these practical lessons bring us to live out what is heavy in the heart of our Lord.
那就是教会生活。
And that is church life.
那也就是教会的见证。
And that is also the testimony of the
church. 我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
末了是许多的问安。
At the end is many greetings.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这些问安。
These greetings.
不是只有外表的
It's not just external words
是实实在在的
It's in fact true
不仅是他们彼此在主面前有纪念
Not only do they remember one another in the Lord
也实在是在主面前主对他们的纪念
But it is also the remembrance of the Lord of them
我们感谢神
We thank God
腓立门书结束在两个字里头
That the book of Philemon ends with two words
在书信里头好像这个是唯一的
In the epistles, it seems like this is the only book to do so.
Amen.
Amen.
在我记忆里面，好像没有哪一卷书信的末了是 Amen.
In my recollection, I don't think there are any epistles ending with Amen.
但是腓立门书是 Amen.
But Philemon ends with Amen.
为什么是 Amen?
Why is it Amen?
因为在这里有一些神的儿女。
Because here there is a group of the children of God.
他们摸着主的心思。
They have touched upon the heart of God
活出主的见证
and they're living out the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们不能不很重地指出这一点。
We must heavily point out this fact.
主的见证不一定是工作的庞大。
The testimony of the Lord is not a great work.
主的见证也不一定是主职严密。
The testimony of the Lord is not also very good organization.
主的见证更不是一个人眼中看见的一些可羡慕的事物。
Even more so, the testimony of the Lord is not something that when man sees it is very envious.
一个真实的主的见证。
But a true testimony of the Lord
乃是主活在神儿女们的中间。
Is that the Lord is living amongst the children of God.
神儿女们也活出主的生命的要求。
And that the children of God also lives out the requirement of life of the Son of God.
那但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
And may the Lord deal kindly and be gracious to us.
叫我们从腓立门书里面看见教会追求的那个实际的方向。
That from the book of Philemon, we're able to see practically what is the direction of the pursuit of the church.
那我们用主自己的话来说。
To use the words of the Lord.
你们若彼此相爱，
if you love one another,
人就看出你们是我的门徒。
Then others would know that you are my disciples.
腓立门书就向我们发表了这样的一个具体的信息。
And the book of Philemon manifests to us this general concept.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
从短短的腓立门书里头，
from this short book of Philemon,
看到我们追求的那个实际的方向。
We're able to see practically the direction of our pursuit.
我们归纳起来就是
And in conclusion it is
主是教会的主
That the Lord is the Lord of the church
一切是根据他
And all is according to him
神儿女们是互相做肢体来显明基督的身体
And the children of God are to be members thereof to manifest the body of Christ
腓立门书没有一点点这一方面的真理的交通
And the book of Philemon does not share on any points of the truth in this way
但是腓立门书确实在这里把这一个真理很具体的交通出来。
But the book of Philemon shares with us in reality the concept of these points.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们晚上就这样结束。
We'll end here the book of Philemon tonight.